it has been unbelievable in the fact that the Zimbabweans and the Zambians all turned out to show their hospitality, to show their support for their various countries, and most of all, to show their pride in what they had to offer.
Mr. Chitambara, your view as Zimbabwe co-hosted the UNWTO?
Well, I think from what we are hearing and reading in the press and on the internet, I think the conference really went on very well. I think one of the reports that I was reading was actually saying that it's one of the best ever attended conferences. So if you look at it purely from that angle of attendance, I think it's been a very, very successful conference. And I think what it has also done is to showcase the tourism potential.
Mr. Munyanyiwa, looking at this General Assembly, what does it mean for Zimbabwe moving forward in regards to tourism and also boosting this industry?
I think certainly from what UNWTO has done is it has shown the world that Victoria Falls and Zimbabwe, as well as Zambia, are a superb destination to visit. You know, what we feel in the industry we are going to get out of it is we obviously do not expect a business to boom overnight. There's still a lot of work for all of us to do in this tourism industry to keep the momentum going. I certainly think, you know, it has been started on a high, and it's up to us as Zimbabweans, as the tourism sector, as the country, to continue to market and, you know, to continue to ride this great wave.
Mr. Chitambara, but we know that Zimbabwe faces some economic downfalls when it comes to maybe boosting this industry. What are some of those issues and how can they be remedied?
Okay, I think there are a number of issues. How we deal with the risk perceptions, how we deal with issues of competitiveness so that tourists perceive that they are receiving better value for their money. Because remember, we are competing with other countries in the region. We are competing in other countries throughout the world. The more competitive you are, I think the higher the probability of you attracting more tourists. I think over and above that, we also need to, I think as part of regional integration, enhance and remove barriers to movement of people within, say, the African continent, so that we can promote intra-African tourism, so that we can promote intra-African travel. Then we also need to work on how we can boost also domestic tourism, because I believe that's also key. And of course, obviously, the traditional foreign tourism, we need to do something to boost the numbers. So I think we need to look at it from a holistic kind of angle.
Mr. Munyanyiwa, your response to that, and obviously the issue of local and African tourism, how can we get Zimbabweans to visit sites that are in their home ground?
But I think I must praise all the press in the country, ZBC, for really putting the spotlight on Big Falls over this UNWTO. But I must also emphasize that, you know, this is something that we've got to continue doing. We have to continue talking about Big Falls as a destination. You know, your Wange National Park, your Mana, your Matopo, there are still several things that we need to do to make sure that our own locals in this country are visiting these places. You know, it is also very important that these are made affordable. I must tell you, though, that, steps are being taken in making sure that Zimbabweans start to travel.